The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Welcome in to Cap and Jay Hood. Weekday mornings on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Bleck, along with Tyler Aki. You can listen to us, Bleck and Abdallah, weeknight 6 to 8. You can hear Tyler on Waddle and Sylvie. And also Basketball U. You can find that on the ESPN Chicago podcast page, right there on the ESPN Chicago app. Shay Norling is here. Jake Cantu is here as well. Bleck and Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning, right here on ESPN 1000. We're talking Bears because the big question today is, what will we find out today at Hallis Hall? Will Justin Fields be healthy enough to play this week against the Jets? What's the degree of the injury to the shoulder? A lot of conflicting reports over the last couple of days. A lot to get to today with the Bears returning to practice at Hallis Hall.
I think it's interesting, too, because Justin Fields was supposed to speak before practice. He usually does. That's the protocol that they follow with the quarterbacks. And now he's slated to speak after practice. So will it be Justin Fields that we see speaking after practice, or will we see someone else be put up there to answer some questions?
So as we kind of explained to you, what happens is the Bears send out to all the media the schedule for who is speaking, when, where at Hallis Hall, if they'll be on the practice field all season long, Tyler. To explain the way that we receive is the Bears have sent out in this email, it has gone Eberflus and then Fields immediately after on Wednesdays. That's been the standard routine to this point. Yep. Now with the injury, you see a change. And I think for people like you and I, we see this and we go, I wonder if something's up there where the Bears announce he is going to speak and then say he doesn't practice today,
right. Mm-hmm.
Thus being in a situation where he's allowed to not have to speak to the media because he didn't practice, which would then result into someone else speaking to the media at the quarterback position. So it's something to keep our eyes on, and it's something that, like, we saw that email go out yesterday from the Bears, and immediately the first thing I thought of was the first thing I'm sure you thought of, where hold up, all season long on Wednesday it's gone Eberflus, Fields immediately,
yep,
one after the other up at Hallis Hall on Wednesdays as they get back to work for the week.
Right. That's exactly where my mind went to, because when you see it pushed to after practice, then, okay, you get the evaluation. Who practiced at quarterback?
Sure.
That's probably going to be the person who ends up speaking. And with all the conflicting reports right now, I have no idea what we're going to see. You hear there's optimism. You also heard he has a dislocated shoulder. You heard he's got this, he's got that. We don't exactly know what's true. It seems like it's sort of meeting in the middle. I don't know how optimistic necessarily the Bears are that this is going to be their quarterback on Sunday, that Justin Fields will be the guy there against the Jets. But I also don't think it's on the other polar extreme where you hear that it's a dislocated shoulder as well. It seems like that's been walked back pretty well so far.
So on Monday, this is Matt Eberflus on Justin Fields' shoulder situation.
Yeah, so right now it's obviously, you guys know the injury report comes out Wednesday, and right now it's day to day. We'll see where he is on Wednesday. So we got time, and we'll see where it is and go from there.
Okay, and then he was also asked, have the Bears ruled out this injury being a season-ending injury, which would be terrible for Bears fans. He's basically the only redeemable quality to this team at this point. Here's Eberflus. Did they rule out the fact that it's not season-ending?
We have not ruled that out at this point. We'll see where it is on Wednesday.
And then reporters followed up by saying, is Justin Fields still in pain?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's day-to-day. We'll see where it is.
How's he doing?
I think you can ask him when he comes up here on Wednesday or whatever day he's come up here this week.
All right, so there you go. Wednesday is the
Wednesday.
Day.
That's today.
Today is Wednesday. Here we go. So we'll find out today what's up with Justin Fields. But, like, you know, when we look at this whole conversation with the Chicago Bears, he is really the only reason to watch.
Yes.
And as you head into a Jets game, if the Bears are starting Trevor Siemian, there is very little appeal, I think, to most Bears fans into following this product against a good team trying to make the playoffs with a backup quarterback where we assume the offense won't be any good. This isn't like a backup situation. You slot in the backup and then the offense is going to continue to click the way it has at this point. Justin Fields has been everything to this team. He's the only reason to watch. And then defensively, it seems and it feels like each week they get a little bit worse, which is surprising to me as a Bears fan. Surprising that they go out and get a defensive-minded head coach, and then this defense continues to slip. I get it. They removed star pieces from it midseason. Robert Quinn, Roquan Smith. I get that. I also know that they have enough players, enough young, decent players, that you should be able to do a little something. I'm surprised at how bad this defense has been to this point this season, and just get ready to drink if the response is going to be, well, they don't have enough talent. I listen to this show weekday mornings from 7 to 10. The answer isn't always just they don't have enough talent. They've got good coaches. They've got some decent players. You should be able to scheme something up, especially if you're a defensive-minded head coach in this league, to be able to do a little something, show some resistance. They have shown none of that to this point this season.
And you look at it, why are Alan Williams and Matt Eberflus getting the pass when Luke Getsy, I mean, there's just as little talent on the offensive side of the ball as there is on the defensive side of the ball. Sure, you've got a guy in Justin Fields who has turned into something, but that's development. Like, what Luke Getsy has done to develop Justin Fields and to work to his strengths, to get creative with some of these play calls, he has schemed guys into the right position. Sometimes they don't execute. We've seen dropped balls. We've seen miscommunications offensively in terms of when you're, I mean, even you look back to the final drive last week when we find out there's a miscommunication on the handoff to Montgomery. It should have been a draw to Montgomery. So, yeah, it's not going to be perfect, but you've seen bursts with the offense. And I'm not sure why you see Luke Getsy. I mean, he's working with just as little as what's on the other side of the ball with Alan Williams and with Matt Eberflus.
So Aki and Bleck in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. We'll take your phone calls. It's a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of people say this is the best party day of the year. Tyler, a little all calls welcome, perhaps.
Ooh,
on a Wednesday. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, I'm always in for an all calls.
You're up and early listening to ESPN 1000 nights on Fridays. We get a little strange. If you want to join the program today, we'll get you on the show. No problem at all. Call us at 312-332-3776. Now, Tyler, there's been a bit of a source off in the world of reporting around Justin Fields and his shoulder. To this point this week, on Monday, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported that the shoulder was dislocated. He said, sources say shoulder dislocation for Justin Fields. And so that was out there. We then had later a report from Pro Football Talk suggesting that that's not true. Our Courtney Cronin was on with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. Courtney said that's not what she's hearing. I'm going to stand by Courtney's report.
I'm with her.
Courtney does a great job covering the Chicago Bears for ESPN and also ESPN 1000. So I was listening to Waddle and Sylvie. She said that that is not something that she has heard. And then Ian Rappaport yesterday kind of walked back his report that the shoulder was dislocated. So this is where we have this whole conversation. What will we find out today? Where will Justin Fields be on the injury report? Because we have a bit of a source off. We have someone maybe jumping the gun, trying to suggest that this is worse than really it is. And then Courtney yesterday with Waddle and Sylvie suggesting maybe it's not as bad as we originally thought with Fields.
Are you worried with the way that you've got a young quarterback? I mean, if you're the Chicago Bears right now, this is your lone asset, it feels like, in terms of like mega assets, right?
Sure.
This is... arguably the biggest asset in the entire city right now.
Yeah.
But then you've got different reports going to different reporters, and things are a little bit dicey surrounding your franchise piece, right?
Are you suggesting a leak?
A leak?
Is there a leak? Someone's leaking something?
There's a leak, but like, you don't want this sort of drama surrounding your franchise quarterback this early in his career when the magnitude is so high.
Well, okay, let's look at the type of reporting that's going on. Courtney Cronin is here.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the building.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you firsthand information that she's gathering here on site in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lean towards that more than national television reporter guy who's sitting in his Zoom room giving you something on the NFL Network. I'm going to go there and suggest that I think Courtney doing the work in the last 24 hours is probably closer to the situation than, say, national reporter who's suggesting that this could be way worse, even though, like, if you track back, like, who would his sources be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, the national reporter guys, usually those sources, yeah, maybe it's an assistant coach, right? Like,
right.
If we're trying to figure out the source off, like, why do guys like Schefter, Rappaport, Albert Breer, why do they get information? Well, they get information from coaches on the staff,
right,
or assistants who want to kind of garner some trust with these big name national reporters. So then at some point, when the conversation comes up of, hey, the Colts or the Texans, they need a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a name that could fill that void? And then you hear a name.
It's a give and take.
From an organization, and you're like, oh, I haven't heard that name before. Well, there's probably some kind of relationship that was formed between coach and national guy to then allow that name to then appear on the crawl,
right,
on the bottom of First Take,
yeah,
as they're trying to figure out who the next coach is. So as we figure out this source off, as local media members pushing back on a national report suggesting that Fields has a dislocated shoulder, I'm going to lean towards the local reporting here in the city, just because I feel as if it was worse, we would have heard something locally.
Yeah.
Still. And nobody has confirmed what was originally put out there by Rappaport.
And he's pretty much walked it back to the point where he's saying, there's optimism he might play on Sunday.
It was dislocated, but now, hey, maybe he can go against
Popped
the Jets.
Popped it back in, he's ready to go.
Well, like, that's the other thing. And I think when you look at it, the way it took place, like, clearly he was injured on that first run, on the final drive. But when he hit the turf, right? And he gets up. He never goes to the sideline. He stayed in the huddle. Mm-hmm. He was out there the whole... If it was dislocated, you have to go get that pop. You're telling me he played the final two plays with his shoulder just dangling there?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, Justin Fields is tough.
Yes.
Like, we saw him in the college football playoff get speared in the chest, get back up, and throw touchdowns. But I just think that it maybe was a little exaggerated to the NFL Network on what the situation is with Justin Fields.
I just don't see how you miss to that degree either.
And that's why I make fun of the source off, because no one keeps tabs on this stuff. Everyone just throws out information, right? There's no scoreboard for getting stories, right? We assume the Schefters, the Wojes of the world, that they're hitting 99%.
Yeah,
we would assume most people think Woj is getting his information straight from the league office. So, like, that when you look at situations like that, yeah, like no one's holding Rappaport accountable for the miss that he had on Monday.
He can just brush it off and move along.
Yeah,
and walk it back. Not even like a walk it back. Just change your report. He didn't even acknowledge, like, hey, sorry, missed this one. Hand up. That's on me. No, just brush it off and go talk to Rich.
Right, because he talked to Rich Eisen on his podcast. What was this, yesterday?
Yesterday,
and this is what he had to say.
Oh, yeah. How hurt is he right now? What do you got for me on that front?
Well, you know, I would say he's hurt,
But his status is still TBD. I mean, it's a real, you know, it's a real injury. It's something that I think was really painful. It is a left shoulder injury. So we have seen quarterbacks sustain left shoulder injuries in the past at play. Baker Mayfield has one, and Trubisky had one a couple years ago. There's been some history of this. So, you know, I would say his status is TBA. The team feels optimistic on him playing. So that at least is a good sign, but you don't really know until you get through a couple days and see how he responds.
Team being optimistic. When on Monday you're suggesting it was a dislocated shoulder.
It's a real injury.
That's too.
It's a real injury.
That's a pretty wide margin there. All right, it's Black and Aki. We're in for Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Weekday mornings here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Chris Black, Tyler Aki filling in for the guys today. Hang out with us this morning. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Now, Tyler, we were talking about how, like, we will take your phone calls today. It's a party day. Like, people look at the Wednesday before Thanksgiving as a day that they can go out. They can see old friends. You know, a lot of people, if you're younger, part of the gig is you go back home. And it's like the first time that you're going back, you're seeing your friends from high school, college people getting together at the local bar. Wednesday yeah. before Thanksgiving is a fun time for most.
Great night. Looking Absolutely. Forward to it tonight.
Do we have plans?
Oh, there's plans
deck?
Tonight. Yeah, there's plans.
What do we have?
Bunch of the old high school friends.
Love it.
Getting the band back together tonight.
All right. What's the local bar?
The local bar up in Glenview is Grandpa's. Right off the train stop.
It sounds
you go
perfect.
Right there.
All right. Boom.
You hit it up.
Like downtown Libertyville is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is hopping.
Is it?
Every bar is just packed. Morgan's, Mickey Finn's, they're all slammed. Firkin, they're all slammed on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, eventually you get kicked out of there, and then you go over to, it used to be called Potato Creek Johnny's, now I think it's called Whiskey River.
Okay.
And then you head on over there, and that one's open till like, I think, 4 a.m. or something.
Now let me ask you this question, because this is a pro move that I'm not ashamed at pulling off before. Mm-hmm. Do you call the Uber, mom and dad, to come scoop you later in the evening? Because you're out in the suburbs, right?
Right.
So, like, it's a different setting than city life, right? Like,
right.
You and I live in the city. I lived on the north side for 6 years with Abdallah. We went out. We had it under control. But when you first go back and you're meeting up with high school friends at the high school spot in the old hometown,
yeah.
Do you ask mom or dad to say, hey, around midnight, do you mind come picking me up so I don't have to spend the suburbs Uber fare?
Sister
right.
will pick me up.
All right. Mm-hmm. See, boom.
Yeah. Or sibling of another friend.
Now, does sister or sibling friend get pulled into the action, though? They show up, and then it's like, no, you're not leaving. You're joining.
No. My sister doesn't really like, she's not like a go out person. So she's more reserved.
All right.
She's happy. And she's always up late too, just like doing random stuff.
Sure.
So she's always happy to oblige. Or someone else's sibling will.
Shay Norling, Jay Cantu, do you guys have big plans tonight, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Zero.
I'm gonna
you want to come?
No, I'm driving back to Michigan.
What are you doing in the morning?
Oh, what about Michigan? Show me the hand. Somewhere on the hand, I'm sure there's a local
let's see the
saloon.
Mitten. Where's the mitten?
You love that hand. There's a local saloon. I'm not
listen,
sure.
Listen, Shay, when you grow up here and you go out in your 20s and every person you meet from Michigan, the first thing they do is they show you the paw. Like, I'm right here.
Are Paws we going to do this Look, every time yeah. you're in? We
yes.
did it yesterday. We
yes.
did it
a you know
couple
why?
Months ago.
Because you're from Detroit. That's why. Absolutely. We will absolutely do this every single time.
Chris, I'm sadly on antibiotics after my dentist hacked away at the inside of my face. So I can't go and drink at the bar.
What do you mean you can't go?
Drink it. I guess I could.
Come on.
You can go.
Be a gamer.
Yeah.
But Justin Fields would do it. Sounds like he might play this week.
But you're afraid to go to the bar on a blackout Wednesday.
Campaign,
all right, so this is the key. Shay, if Fields is practicing today and he speaks to the media, he's ready to go and he's going to play against the Jets, you have to go out tonight.
Deal. I'm in.
All right. And I'm going to confirm this
Fields
later tonight.
Fields has to play. I will go out and drink if Fields is
announced. No.
If he speaks today.
If he's on track.
Come on. He might speak.
No.
Out.
No, if he's out, he's not going to talk.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
There's a DNP.
Yeah.
There's do not speak.
Yeah. So this is how it's going to go, because I have no life. So later on tonight, we will check in on social media to find out if you're out, because that's the key. Now, if Fields doesn't practice, he doesn't speak, okay, you can pack it in. You can get ready for Turkey Day. I get it. But if Fields is a go for this week, if the reports on Monday were wrong, if Fields is ready to play, then you got to show up tonight. Do it for the team.
All right. I'll be a gamer if Fields is a gamer.
So, Jake, you're younger than me, but you're not from around here. So what's your plan?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I will be having a drink with my girlfriend's parents tonight.
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay.
Classy.
A glass of wine, you know, just relax. Okay. All right. Get my feet back.
Here's the one, and here's the one thing that I'm sure Jake will figure out. Tyler, I think you're starting to see, but if you're going to the suburbs tonight, here's the key. If you live in the city, tonight is actually not a great night to go out. You'll say to yourself, hey, you know, there's probably enough people in the city mm-hmm. to, like, have a great time.
Yeah.
You go out to the bars in the city on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Completely
really?
Empty. Yeah, completely empty. Right. And, like, so me and my friends, sometimes, like, we kind of like that because, mm-hmm. like, you get a table, right? You could have any pick of game yep. you want on mm-hmm. TV. It's no issue. College basketball, mm-hmm. maybe a little college football, whatever's going on, NBA. But yeah, usually on the north side or the west loop or wherever you're at, going out on Wednesday downtown is usually a little quiet.
Interesting.
A little All quiet.
Right. All right. Well, how many more years of this do I have?
How old are you?
25.
You probably have till 30.
Till 30?
Yeah, but I would say this, as long as you're going back to the suburbs, like we're hosting Thanksgiving mm-hmm. tomorrow. So like, I'm not going to the suburbs
right.
tonight.
There's
if
no
I
point.
Were to go to the suburbs, I'm sure Libertyville will be hopping with people that I knew from high school. I'm sure everyone will be out. It's just we're not going up there, so
right.
I'm not going to partake.
All right.
But I have been in the city the last couple of times, and like you go out and it's fine. I don't need a crowded bar to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same vibe
right.
as like the suburbs.
Like, oh, yeah. Where good vibes. Like,
yeah.
Good vibes
like,
everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's
Hey, how
out.
You doing? It's been a while.
Speaking of, Bleck and Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood. You can call us at 312-332-3776. We go to Mo in Frankfurt to kick off this weird Wednesday. Hello, Mo.
What's so weird about this Wednesday?
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
It's a wacky
Bleck
Wednesday.
Bleck and Aki are
yeah.
here in for Cap and Jay Hood. You know, come on, let's go.
We got Black and Tyler.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, I love you guys. Listen, let me tell you something about, I got a couple birds that told me that Justin didn't dislocate his shoulder. He actually has a bone bruise. Now, I don't know if my sources are right or not, but...
So, Mo, you're getting into the source off?
You've Boots got on the ground,
own, you've
huh?
got your own sources now, huh?
No, I just got birdies.
You know, birdies.
They might be robot birds.
Okay.
You know, maybe Abdullah knows them, too, but, you know.
He might.
Yeah, they're like a little... You know, it's a little source that told me it's a bone bruise, and it didn't get dislocated, and he's fine. And he actually might play for the Jets, against the Jets, but... I don't think he should.
Okay.
I think he should sit down and just watch and figure out how to throw the ball when you have an open receiver. Like, there's so many times, and I told this to Tyler last night, when he missed some players the other game, like, they're wide open and couldn't pull the trigger. Maybe he should sit back and watch and listen. And this might be a learning curve for him. That's it.
All right, so if he's healthy, you want him to sit and watch.
Healthy, sit, and watch. Let the guy, Simeon, Let him go in there and play a little couple games. I mean, you know, it's okay. I'm not even saying a couple games. I'm just saying one game.
Okay, all right.
Mo, I was listening to a fine program, Black and Abdallah, last night. Tyler Aki was hosting. Your call didn't get the walk-off music. You were too, like, to the point. Do you have any show notes for us? How are we doing here in the first 28 minutes of this program today?
So far, so good. I mean, okay. I like you all guys. Right. You guys are good. Actually, you two guys are like a good couple. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, like that kind of couple, but you know what I mean.
What kind of couple?
Yeah, wait, I'm not following, but thank you, Mo. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys. Love you.
All right.
See you.
Yeah, thank you. Love you. Thank
Need
you.
You.
That's
Want
Mo
you.
In Frankfurt. There you go. Ooh. Like he said, it's not going to be a weird Wednesday, but yet...
And we made it weird.
And we get that.
We're a couple. How about that?
Hey, it's fine. But yeah, I don't know. Is Danny okay with it? Like, this is how we're getting started here? Huh. All right.
Doesn't have a choice.
This will be... Shay, you're taking over. Black and Aki, you guys, just go home early. Joey G, Melrose Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joey G?
Black and Tyler.
What up, Joey?
Joey!
Who in the hell is Tyler?
I don't know.
Tyler Hockey from Basketball
U. I never heard Tyler Hockey before.
Neither have I, Joey.
Listen, make sure you got a pen that I called in today on your show.
Got a pen?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making a special guest appearance. No cap, no hoodie.
Love it.
All right, listen, anyways, again, all these callers want Justin Franchise to become a better passer when he's running for his life. And people want him to pick the open receivers. That's tough to do for any quarterback. Going to the injury, no chance, no how. I'm jeopardizing my franchise quarterback against the Jets defense with that shoulder, and he's going to be out for 6 months. So to all the callers out there at ESPN 1000, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Space, if you're listening, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Shout out, Space.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, Merck. Shay, Tyler, Black, God bless. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
God bless, Joey G.
And on that note,
yeah,
I love
you. All right. Thank you, Joey G. Thank you for the call. How about that? Joey G.
Wow.
Without Cap or J Hood here. Checking in. Oh, yep. Oh, man. This feels like a Friday. I love it. Black and Abdallah in for Cap and J Hood. More calls next.
Cap and J Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit. Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy free 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. It's that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is just 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and efficient. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or funds run out.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Oh.
Mackey in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Talking Bears football with you at 312-332-3776. Also, today is a big day. Carmen and Yurko, they'll be in Oak Brook at Twin Peaks. They'll be there with Alta Construction. They'll have a live show at Twin Peaks in Oak Brook today from noon to 2 right here on ESPN 1000. I think that might be our best location as far as listener turnout.
Yes.
The Oak Brook location at Twin Peaks, the Twitchers show up. Chauncey shows up. You have a bunch of listeners that show up to this this location each and every time we have shows there. So Carmen and Yurko, noon to 2. Get your Wednesday, your weird Wednesday before Thanksgiving started with Carmen and Yurko today starting at noon right here on ESPN 1000. They'll be at the Twin Peaks live in Oak Brook later on today. Blackenaki in for Cap and Jay Hood. We go to Patrick in Yorkville. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Patrick?
What's going on, guys? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What's up, man?
So I got an early draft question for you. I want to pick your brain. No. I know we're sitting at 3, and chances are, actually, I think we'll probably stick around there with our schedule coming up. Would you trade back to, I would say, no less than, like, 6 or 7, because I would do dirty things to see Quentin Johnson in a Bears uniform? Or is it too hard to pass up on Will Anderson or Jalen Carter at 3?
Okay, thanks for the call, Patrick. Appreciate you. What do you think, Tyler?
I think that the draft is still, how many months out? We got, 5 months till the draft?
We now go to Snorling, Snorboard. Yeah. Your thoughts on the draft. Have you given up on this Bears season to the point that now you're mock drafting?
No, I haven't, but I understand people who have, I think.
Really?
If you listen to some of these other markets, I mean, if Detroit hadn't gone on the three-game win streak, they'd be talking draft right now.
Yeah, well, they do that every November.
That's all they do. Yeah. That's all they know.
They get their Thanksgiving game, and then it's draft talk.
If you listen to some of these places where the teams are out of the playoffs,
well, I'm listening
it is
here.
Draft talk now.
Well, I'm giving you the floor. Break it down. Let's have this. You guys want to do the draft discussion? So Bryce Young goes 1 to the Texans. C.J. Stroud goes number 2 to the Panthers. The Bears sitting at 3. Do you go for the edge rusher and Will Anderson from Alabama? Jalen Carter, defensive lineman from Georgia. He's a beast. Do you maybe say, do we have our quarterback for the future? Do you make a play? Is Will Levis the type of guy that someone wants to move up for? So are you moving back in the draft? There's a lot there. You need a wide receiver. Jackson Smith and Jigba is out there. Maybe
see,
he's a top 10 pick. What do you do in this situation?
I'm not looking at names in particular, but you can see where the holes are on the roster and say, all right, when you do have whatever pick you end up with, I want a defensive end. I want an edge rusher. I want a receiver. I'll look in that. And, like, you and I watch college football every single Saturday. Yeah. Snorling watches college football every single Saturday. So you kind of see the names, and you're like, oh, I wonder if that guy's draft eligible this year. Wonder if that guy's draft eligible this year. He'd look nice in a Bears uniform.
Yes, of course, but I don't want to break it down.
Right.
Like,
Nobody really wants to break it down.
Okay, here's how I want to phrase it, because I know Roderick James is in the Twitch chat while actualing me already this morning. It's early, Roderick. Here's the key. I don't want the focus of the rest of the season to be on the draft. I want to still watch some football that means a little something. I want to see some development from the quarterback. I want to see some development from the defense, quite frankly, also. I get it. They're going to have a high draft pick. I understand that. And yes, we watch college football, and it'd be nice to see these different players in a Bears uniform. Would I like Will Anderson next year? Absolutely. But my focus here as we head into Thanksgiving is not the NFL draft.
And if you are...
Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
The one time where you really are focused in on the draft is if you need a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Then that changes the conversation.
Thankfully, I don't think they're in that situation.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would assume most Bears fans are not in that situation, that mind frame also. Like, thinking that the Bears have to find a way at 3 to not get the third best quarterback.
Right.
I don't think that's the situation. Hey, if we find out today that Fields is out for a month, there is a possibility they could catch the Panthers.
Oh, certainly.
I don't think they're going to be bad enough to catch the Texans, but there is a possibility that Bears could get to 2.
Well, it's not even that you're bad enough to catch the Texans. It may just be the Texans aren't good enough to catch you the other way around. Like, Texans aren't winning 3 games this year.
No, they're terrible. Yazin in Palos Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Yazin?
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're good.
For taking my calls.
No problem.
So I was listening yesterday and a couple, on Monday as well. there are a lot of Bears fans that wanted to sit Justin Fields for the rest of the season. I think that's just asinine, okay? With this shoulder injury that he has right now, I think it would be a crucial mistake to play him just this Sunday, because that Jets defense is no joke. They are a scary, scary defense. Since week six, I think they've accumulated around 22 sacks on the quarterback. They get after the quarterback, and if they play Justin Fields behind that atrocious offensive line this Sunday, that kid might end up on IR for quite a while. So I don't think they should play him just this Sunday. Let the shoulder heal up, because I still want to see him play the rest of the season, but I just don't think you put him in harm's way, because after what happened on Sunday for the Jets, after that debacle with the whole Zach Wilson issue, they're going to come in hungry. They're at home, and they're going to want to get after the quarterback, whoever it might be under center. So just this 1 week, sit him out just this 1 week, because I'm extremely excited and pumped up to see what he can do and what he can offer for you the rest of the way. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I'm watching the Bears right now, is because I want to see what this kid can do every Sunday. I think a lot of Bears fans, you know, kind of feel with that sentiment. So just this 1 week, let the shoulder heal up, get him back next week. Because that Jets defense, man, they're coming after whoever is behind center this Sunday.
Thanks for
taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Yazin. Appreciate you. We go to Danny on the north side. Danny, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
So I agree. I think definitely bench him, because I don't think he's fully healthy. What about just benching him until like the final game or two? Because he's already taken so much beating. And I really think that, like, the front office has already made their mind up if he's, like, the quarterback of the future. And I don't think they need to put him in harm's way. And they can just use that second or third overall pick to draft a new quarterback or decide to build around him. I don't think Justin Fields needs to prove anything to them at this point, or whether he's the answer or not for them in the future. That's just kind of my thought about it.
Yeah, good thought, and thanks for the call, Danny. Appreciate you. We'll take your calls at 312-332-3776. I'd say this. If he's healthy, he needs to play.
I'm with him.
Waiting around just saying it's good enough to this point doesn't help the development going forward, and that's the key, right? Each loss that piles up now, they have to win next season. Like in the context of all of this, if you want to zoom way out, the problem here that they're going to face if they continue to just wait around and not actually try to win, is that Justin Fields' rookie contract is going to be up.
Yeah.
2 seasons from now.
And not just that, but eventually the fifth-year option kicks in too, and that digs into your cap as well.
Like, that's the point. The best time to win in the NFL is the sweet spot that we saw the Bengals sit in last year.
Yep.
And currently, right now, with Joe Burrow, it's when you have a quarterback who hits, who then you know is already very good, who then you can spend money on the rest of your roster before you have to dump the pile of money in their lap, because the quarterback is going to make up 40% of your salary cap. And at that point, the quarterback has to be good enough to make up for the other deficiencies around the roster.
Right.
Like that's the thing, is the Bears' sweet spot to win would be hitting on Fields as a legit quarterback, but then also having that happen while he's still on his rookie deal. That's the sweet spot in the NFL. We'll continue talking Bears with you right here. Black and Abdallah in for Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Chris Black, Tyler Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we're hanging out with you, talking Bears football here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. We'll go to Space. Space, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Space?
Black, Aki, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We're good, man. We're good. What's going
on? Space, what's up?
Man, good, good. Can't complain, man. You know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Cap, Hoodie, you guys up there, say Joey G, man, happy Thanksgiving. But here,
shout out.
Two things real quick. Shout out. Hey, so I'm definitely sitting Justin, man. I'm almost tanking, man. It's almost like I'm looking for the football Victor Wembanyama right now, man. I got to look for my future. So I know we can't protect him. He's been hit more than anybody, and Marcus Mariota is the second person, and he's been hit like maybe 15 times less. So Justin has taken a beating already. We got to save him for the future. So I'm definitely sitting him and looking forward to next year. And then, you know, I'm trying to move up, but if we stay around third, I'm probably going to trade that pick back. You know, you got people like the Texans who's going to take Cleveland's pick. Detroit might be looking for a QB, so I might trade back with one of those teams a pick and then get two more people. You know, I like the edge rusher from Alabama. He's really nice, you know. There's a D tackle out there from Georgia that's really nice. So, you know, I might trade back and get a King's ransom, get a few more picks. But we definitely we need more picks. You know, I like where we're heading. I like our cap space, but we need some more young talent. So, yeah, I might do that and trade back.
Thanks, Space. Thanks for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You too, fellas.
All right, there's Space. And you know, I would imagine if you get a top three pick, moving back would be the best play. Mm-hmm. Space mentioned the Lions. The Lions are sitting right now at 13. So they're a team that could perhaps want to move up in a situation, maybe trading up. It's always kind of weird to trade within the division. But then you have a couple of different teams there that maybe don't need quarterbacks. Jacksonville at 9. You know, you look at Pittsburgh. Does Pittsburgh turn around and go for a quarterback again? I would imagine not, right? So yeah. There are a few teams up there in the top 10 that don't need quarterbacks. So they're going to be in kind of the same boat as you in that situation as far as being willing to trade back. It's just where are the teams who desperately need a quarterback, where are those teams located, and how far are they willing to move up?
And we know, too, the second pick is way more valuable when you look at the crop of quarterbacks this year. The second pick is going to be way more valuable than that third pick. Obviously, based on draft spot, like, yes, it's inherently more valuable, but this year in particular, it feels like, especially at the top with the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, there's a drop between that and the third quarterback. Not that someone's not going to want him, but there's a drop off after that.
Did you guys see this story from about a week ago? The story in China with a massive flock of sheep that have been walking around in a circle for 12 straight days. Have you seen this story going around online?
I haven't.
There's video footage of the sheep. They are just walking around in a circle. Now, some experts have said that this is possibly a medical condition with the sheep, that there's some kind of disease that forces them into walking in a circle as a herd. Strange. But then also, there's a suggestion out there that if they're left in a gated area that's too small, they need to move. And so they start moving in a pack, in a circle, in the small area. The way to kind of discredit that would be there are other groups of sheep in small areas like that that are not doing the circle. So I asked you, Tyler, Shay, and Jake, is there maybe something else at play? Are the sheep pointing to something? Is there something going on here that we need to pay attention to, because the sheep are circling and we don't have an answer to why this is taking place?
Well, first off, you're a runner. Pack mentality, always. Second off,
yes.
Ghost herd.
Ghost herder.
Yep, oh, ghost so herder. That's what I'm going
there's,
with.
There's a ghost
there's
herder.
There's a ghost herder
who's there
leading the sheep around in a circle, trying to create some news.
Shay, what do you think about this?
Trying to create some news. He just wants to get on the front page of the Post. The ghost shepherd's ghost just trying to get on TMZ.
Yep.
That's
You'd
awesome.
Be surprised, those ghosts. They're always looking for headlines.
They're out there working.
I'm reading this right now. By the way, animal story, not zoo news.
No, of course.
Here's Captain J. Hood. Well, this is an animal
story. Hold on. At no point did I say this was zoo news.
No,
and at no point did I say this was an animal story. I'm just giving you a strange, weird story. This is a weird story. I put this one under conspiracy theories. That's where I put this one.
My but thing with it is
you
sheep
see it
are
happening.
Stupid. I think sheep are stupid.
But why?
That's what I think.
You
it
think
is.
Sheep are stupid?
Yeah,
that's
I think
why
sheep are stupid. I think one of them probably was in the what Black said. If they were in a gated area that was a circle, they get used to walking in a circle. So one sheep started walking in a circle, and now they're all
the rest
stuck.
Followed.
Now
okay.
they're all stuck like
the
a
master
in the
sheep,
Matrix, and they can't ever get out of this.
Stupid sheep.
Shay, you're wrong. See, like sheep are one of the smartest animals on
wow.
the planet Earth.
Oh,
they're followers. They're lemmings.
I think we need to look up here, guys. We're not looking up.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Jake, maybe Jake is on to something. Maybe there's something more than meets the eye here. The sheep are circling in China.
Did you see the movie Nope?
Yes.
This is it.
Well, I mean,
it's happening for real.
Watch out for the clouds. All right, it's Black and Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Shot or No Shot.
Cap and Jay Hood mornings on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.